Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of learning how to deal with our emotions according to the Word of God. And for several weeks, we've been specifically focusing on dealing with the emotion of sorrow. Sorrow expresses itself in grief. Grief is what you feel when you lose someone or something dear to you. Sorrow also expresses itself in guilt and regret. Guilt and regret are the emotions we feel when decisions we make produce circumstances that are not good and we can't undo it. And we're looking at how to deal with those emotions in a way that is godly so that we don't sink into despair and hopelessness. And we've made the point that there are two ways to go through the pain of loss, regret, and guilt. You can either go through it with hope, or you can go through it without hope. With hope is the far better way. Hope is confident expectation of coming good. Even though we truly experience pain or sorrow over the loss of someone or something dear to us, even though we truly experience pain or sorrow over choices we've made that produce regrettable results, we can have hope in the midst of our sorrow and pain because we serve the God of hope. I don't know if you realize it or not, but Romans 5:13 calls God the God of hope. For a Christian, there is no such thing as a hopeless situation. I'm not saying your situation isn't hopeless. I'm saying because you serve the God of hope, there's always hope, even in a hopeless situation. Because there's more to the story than what you can see with your eyes. The God of hope sees a way to work it for good. He sees a way to restore to you what you've lost. I'm getting way ahead of myself here. Let me back up a bit and do this systematically. Hope is confident expectation of coming good. Hope won't change your present circumstance, but it will sustain you until the pain of the loss and the regret eases. See, we've made the point that when we feel grief, guilt, regret, it's real easy to look back and play the if only game. If only I had done this. If only I hadn't done that. But that produces nothing positive, and we got to get control on that. Looking back at what you should have done or shouldn't have done, it produces no positives. What's done is done. You can only deal with the situation as it is, not as it should have been. Freedom from the emotional pain of loss, guilt, and regret comes from dealing with the situation as it is, not as it should have been. Now listen to this. Freedom from the emotional pain of loss, guilt, and regret comes from dealing with the situation as it is and as it can become in the hands of Almighty God. And see, that's where the hope comes in. If you know what your situation can become in the hands of Almighty God. Now, let me repeat something I said at the end of the broadcast yesterday. By this statement, I do not mean that the pain of your loss will instantly stop if you start thinking about hopeful thoughts. I'm not saying that. But hope in the midst of your pain will keep you from sinking into despair. And hope in the midst of your pain, although it won't take away your pain, it will help keep you from feeding your pain by focusing on the if-onlys, so that with the passage of time, as you adjust to your loss, the pain will lessen. When you lose someone you love, you never get over it. You adjust to it, and the pain eases. And if you have hope in the midst of it, if you have the hope of seeing them again, it lightens your load until you feel better. It sustains you. Now, for a Christian, all loss is temporary. All loss is temporary. All failures and mistakes are forgivable and fixable, either in this life or the life to come. Therefore, we have hope in the midst of sorrow over loss and guilt and regret. Let me make these statements again because they're so important. For a Christian, all loss is temporary. All failures and mistakes are forgivable and fixable, either in this life or in the life to come. Therefore, we have hope in the midst of sorrow over loss and regret. The hope in grief, when you're grieving someone you love, the hope in grief is reunion and resurrection. We discussed yesterday how Paul told the Thessalonians, they were concerned about loved ones who had died, and he told them, we are not like those who sorrow with no hope. Your loved ones are with the Lord right now, and when he comes again, he will bring them with him. You will either go to heaven and be with them, or he will bring them back when he comes. Either way, reunion is ahead. Doesn't take away the loss right now, but it gives you hope because there is reunion ahead. The hope in guilt and regret is remission. Remission of sin. Remission means the wiping out of sin. Whatever you've done, through the cross, we have remission of sins, which is the wiping out of sin. The hope in guilt and regret is remission of sin and restoration of loss, because we serve the God of hope. Now let me read you, I'm reading this out of actually Philip's translation. May the God who inspires our hope fill you with all joy and peace in your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, your whole life and outlook may be radiant with hope. Let me repeat that. May the God who inspires our hope fill you with all joy and peace in your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, your whole life and outlook may be radiant with hope. That's Romans 15:13 out of Philip's translation. I like it because notice that Paul refers to your outlook being filled with hope. Your outlook has to do with how you view reality. If you've been with us for a couple of months, we've been talking about learning to see reality as it truly is, or learning to see things the way they really are. Effectively dealing with emotions comes back to your view of reality. You have to learn to see past the way things look to the way things really are, according to God. Things are not always the way they look. What you see is a limited view of reality. The full, complete, accurate view of reality is the way God, who is all-knowing, sees things. And he's given us a whole book to show us the way things really are. Dealing with your emotions has to do with changing your outlook or changing your view of reality. We need an outlook that is filled with hope. You need to understand, God did not make this world to be as it is, in bondage to sin, corruption, and death. But you also need to understand, it's not going to be the way it is. It's not always going to be the way it is now. The ultimate goal of salvation is the transformation of man and the earth. We could do whole lessons on this. The goal of salvation, the ultimate goal, is the transformation of man and the transformation of the earth. Or complete deliverance from sin, corruption, and death for every human who bows their knee to the Lord Jesus Christ, and ultimately for this earth itself. Now that's a whole can of worms for another day. But the point is, you have to have a correct outlook on the way things really are. Things are not always going to be the way they are now. Yes, you've lost something dear to you. Yes, you've lost someone dear to you, but it's a temporary separation for those who know the Lord. If not in this life, in the life to come, there will be restitution, recompense, and restoration. That is our hope in the face of hopeless situations. That's why there is no such thing as a permanently hopeless situation for a Christian, because in the life to come, there is restitution, recompense, and restoration. We could do the whole week just on that. We discussed it in some detail a few weeks ago. But you need to know that. There is restitution, recompense, and restoration, if not in this life, in the life to come. Therefore, no situation is hopeless. Even if it is hopeless, it's not hopeless. Because in the life to come, there's restoration, reunion, recompense, restoration. If you lost your leg due to an accident, that's a temporary situation. Yes, you may go through your whole life without that leg. You might get a creative miracle from God, but probably not. But I have real good news for you. In heaven, you'll have that leg back. And when your body is raised from the grave at the resurrection of the dead and you come back to earth to live here forever, you'll have that leg. So even though it's a permanent loss, it's a temporary loss. Even though it's a hopeless situation, it's a hopeful situation. Does that make sense? Do you understand the point that I'm trying to make? Now, for the rest of this week, what I want to do is look at examples from the Bible of what the pains, losses, guilts, and regrets of this life can become in the hands of the God of hope, both in this life and in the life to come. To deal with guilt and regret and loss, you can't focus on the if-onlys and the what-ifs. What's done is done. You can only deal with the situation as it is. I messed up. I lost someone I love. That's the way it is. It can't be undone. But you can also deal with it in terms of what it can become in the hands of Almighty God, the God of hope, with whom there is no such thing as a hopeless situation. But the first step is to understand that there is reunion, restoration, recompense, restitution in the life to come. Now, Romans 5:4 says that the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. In other words, much of what is written in scripture was written to give us hope. The Bible shows us real examples of real people facing real issues and God really working in their lives to bring real results. And we see God taking unwise and sinful choices and undoing it and bringing restoration. We'll pick it up here tomorrow. Amen.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.